There's more in your time.
What I say is not the body makes, but the time that I'll go with every division, even moving them.
Nature is one who works together. So good. I think they all get pleasure and you don't fall.
Thank you for a veterinarian over 50 years of experience and so well. That would be the this much most
helpful. Yes, 84% off Dr. Marty Music, but I thought it was pretty
Before Christmas, or through the barn. The barn.
But you need to be putting with me for all that is for you.
Merry Christmas to all.
All the fire. The bad fire. So this will not fill you in your business. Sign to grab it. You can say anything. Transforming your state begins and out of place. Bad fire. This next story, for one, it's hard to share, but unfortunately for America, I sadly have to announce tonight that Kamala Harris officially died. Failed Democratic president, Biden, still kind of trying to boost the Democrats' very slim chances to keep right congressional seat. Just vacated by Mark Green, gave the podcast interview, during which, once again, refused to criticize Joe Biden when given the chance. Take a look.
You know what you would say? Yeah, maybe you, what do you call it? Get, comma, deep, whatever he calls you. Whatever he calls you, to say to you, you go do what you need to do. If you need to throw me under the bus on a few things, you go do that.
The decision that President in the race, I talk about that. My response on whether it was race or reference, and on my part, to not talk to him. We needed more. There's no question. We needed more. It was an unprecedented election in so many ways.
Only been about a year. Harris lost badly. President Trump, is America really ready for her to return to politics? Because I know. I don't think so. Anyway, joining us, White House staff, former RNC chair, writes, you know a thing about elections. You're a Democrat running in a red district. You bring in a Kamala to go on the stump for you?
Well, no, the monitor there. I mean, the reality is that the they didn't do a show there. I'm sure they wanted to leak the story to Politico to show Kamala Harris as fast. Instead, we just out of time. No, too much time. A lot less time. Probably would have had a much better chance. Remember, the first few weeks, you know, it was only because people started figuring out what kind of nonsense she was serving up. And the other thing is, you know, first kind of Democrat, I beg her, please run again. Because the cultural leftism Democrat Party of Kamala Harris, they're the ones that lose everything. In the 2024 election, this is a stunning thing for everyone to understand. There was only three areas that the Democrats did better in 2024 than they did in 2020. Those are three areas. They have that number one, non-religious people. People say, I'm not religious at all. They get better with that crew. They get better with people that made over $150,000 a year. And they get better with people that had advanced graduate degrees. Now, if you would tell me that the future of the Democratic Party is non-religious, rich, super credentialed people in the country, I mean, that's a losing party. The party I worry more about on the Democratic side is the cultural, the economic. Populism to the left, us versus them, free rent, ticket to the billionaires, saving Sterna, free groceries. That's the party that, unfortunately, is really where the Democrats are probably going to go. It's not going to be Kamala Harris. Okay, so it's going to be a Gavin Newsom, the J.D. Pritzker. I don't think a moderate can win the primary. So assuming it's somebody like that on the hard left and the Mamdani AOC squad went.